Would you like to live in a house that you could do whatever you want? What do you reckon? Sounds good, doesn't it? How about adults? I'll ask adults. Would you like to live in a world where you can do whatever you want? No. Well, there's a young girl who actually wanted to live in a house where she could do whatever she wanted. And her name was Ashley. What's one thing that your mama always asks you to do? Clean up. That's right. Well, Ashley's mama asked her to clean up, and Ashley was just sick of her mother asking her to clean up. So she was playing, she went out and she played, and the mess was still there, and then her mother asked her again, "Can you clean up, Ashley?" She said, "Oh, I just wish I could live in a house where I could do whatever I wanted." So she had a friend, okay, and her friend's name, her friend's name was Heather. And her mother's name was Mrs. Grant. And so she decided she wanted to go and stay with Heather for a day because she wanted to live in a house where children didn't have to do what their parents wanted them. They could do whatever they want. Okay, so Heather said, "You come over to my place and you can stay there for a day and you can see what it's like." So she went over, okay, and she started to spend time with Heather. Okay, and then the mother was telling them, "Well, you have to go to bed by a certain time." And so Heather said to Ashley, "Well, don't worry what Mum says. I just don't listen anyway, so we can go to bed whenever we wanted." Okay, so they went to bed when they wanted, and then the next day the mother's asking Heather, "Can you clean your room up?" And what do you think Heather did? Did she listen? No. She sort of said, "Oh, doesn't matter. I don't have to listen." All right. So she didn't. She didn't listen. So Ashley was starting to think, well, this is really quite, it's quite upsetting, this sort of house. But she's still sort of just following and looking. And then what they, Heather said that she wanted something to eat. And the mother said, "Well, you can go and get some milk in the fridge, but don't take too much because it'll spoil your appetite." Well, do you think Heather listened? No. And so she went and she started taking whatever she wanted out of the fridge. And so Ashley was starting, she said, "Well, didn't your mother say?" Oh, and Heather said, "Oh, it doesn't matter what Mum says. Don't listen to her anyway." And then who came along? Her brother. His name was Chris. And then what did he do? He took Heather's popsicle. You know, popsicle's like an ice block. So what do you think Heather did? She went and told her mum. And what did Mum do? Nothing. Chris just went away with the popsicle. Right. And so Ashley was starting to see what living in a house was like where everyone did what they want. She started to feel unsafe. She was actually very happy when she went back home. And you know what she said to her mum? "I am so happy that I've got a mum who cares and gives me some rules." And so she made an agreement with her mum that she would keep her room clean. And I'll show you. Here he is. He's taking off with the popsicle. Didn't think that's fair, did she? All right. So when you think about living in a house or world where you want to do what you want, what should you think about? What are the rules there for? Safely. If I go through a traffic light, red stop sign, what do you think will happen? Car crash, or I get a ticket, right? All right. So God gives us rules for a purpose, doesn't He? Okay. So if we want to be part of God's heavenly kingdom, then we have to live by the rules too, don't we? All right. That's the story for today.